The Friendly Monster of Maple Grove. Once upon a time, in the heart of the Whispering Woods of Maple Grove, lived a big, fluffy monster named Guff. Guff had the warmest, shaggy green fur and bright, twinkling eyes that glowed like fireflies at night. Despite his large size and booming voice, Guff was the gentlest creature you could ever meet. His favorite hobby was tending to his garden, where he grew the juiciest berries and the most colorful flowers. One sunny morning, the animals of the forest gathered around Guff's garden, admiring his handiwork. Guff greeted them with a cheerful, "Good morning," that echoed through the trees, and all the little creatures smiled up at their enormous friend. But not everyone in the forest knew of Guff's gentle nature. Tales of a scary monster had reached the nearby village, and it had made the villagers nervous. Little did they know, Guff had heard these tales too. He was sad that anyone would be afraid of him, so he decided to show them who he truly was, a friendly monster. One evening, Guff carefully picked some of his best berries and placed them in baskets, along with a bunch of his most beautiful flowers. Carrying the gifts gently in his giant hands, Guff walked towards the village. The moonlight softly illuminated his path, and a hush fell over the woods as he passed. When he reached the edge of the village, he left the baskets at the front of each door, along with a little note that read, "A gift from your friend in the forest." The next day, when the villagers found the baskets, they were surprised and delighted. The berries were so plump and sweet, and the flowers brightened their homes with joy. They wondered who could have left them such wonderful treats. Eventually, a brave child named Leo followed the trail of berry juice back into the forest and came upon Guff, who was humming a happy tune. "Aren't you the monster from the tales?" Leo asked, eyes wide with curiosity. Guff knelt down so he could look at Leo at eye level and chuckled. "Yes, I am Guff, the monster from your tales, but I am not here to scare you. I only wish to be your friend and to share the beauty of the woods with everyone." Leo smiled, and soon laughter and chatter filled the air as more villagers came to meet Guff. They realized that Guff was not a scary monster, but a kind-hearted friend. From that day on, Guff and the villagers lived in harmony, with the people often visiting his garden and Guff joining in the village celebrations. And so the tale of the scary monster of Maple Grove became a story of friendship and understanding shared around the campfire for generations to come. And Guff, the friendly monster, was always there, his heart as full and rich as his beloved garden.